Greetings, I'm Noel Dear. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is in John chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. And in yesterday's devotion, we saw Jesus walk on water and find the disciples who were in a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee fighting the headwinds of a storm. So Jesus surprises them, scares them, but surprises them right in the middle of the sea. Now today, we're going to pick up with the confusion that his unanticipated hike across the sea has caused for those who were looking for Jesus. Let's pick up in verse 22. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat. They also saw that Jesus had not boarded the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone off alone. Now, Jesus had fed the 5,000, really the 20,000, and then the people press Jesus, so he escapes and goes by himself to pray. The disciples then, they get on a boat and they head across the Sea of Galilee. But the people were able to clearly see that Jesus was not on the boat with his disciples. No other boat had left the shore, and so they assumed that Jesus was still nearby. He wasn't. Verse 23, some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. And when the crowd saw, verse 24, that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. So they're puzzled. Where is Jesus? And they decide to get in their boats and go to Capernaum. Capernaum was Jesus' adopted hometown. Jesus spent much time in Capernaum. Capernaum was another village on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. So the people go there looking for him, and they find him there in Capernaum. Look at verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Now they asked when, but they were really curious about how. How in the world did you get here? Everybody else who is here arrived by boat, but we know that you did not arrive by boat. So how did you get here? Of course, they didn't know that Jesus had hiked across the sea, and so they're confused about that. Verse 26, Jesus answers, truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. You may remember from previous devotions that I pointed out that in the Gospel of John, the human author does not call these great feats of Jesus miracles, rather he calls them signs. He calls them signs because they point to some great truth about Christ. Namely, they point to the fact that he is the Messiah. So Jesus said, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs. Now, they did see the miracle, but they didn't see what the miracle pointed to. So Jesus says, you're looking for me, not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Jesus criticizes them because they were moved not by their full hearts, but by their full bellies. Jesus said they weren't looking for truth or looking to honor the Lord. They were simply motivated by the satisfaction of the flesh. Their interest was not about the Lord, but about their own perceived needs being met by the Lord. Look at verse 27. Jesus continues, don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food that lasts for eternity, for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal of approval on him. So here Jesus lays out the choice that we have in life. We can work for the temporary. We can look for the temporary pleasure, temporary peace, temporary security, temporary satisfaction. Or we can turn to the Lord for that which lasts forever. One of the reasons so many people fall away from faith or seem to fall away from their faith is that their only interest was in the temporal and the physical blessings of the Lord. They were not interested in the food that lasts for eternal life. They were not seeking to honor and to know and to walk with Christ. They were only in it for what they could get. And we see this same problem today. We see it when we hear people say, well, I read the Bible because it helps me be a better parent or a better spouse. I go to church because it's enjoyable. I pray because I need God to fix some problems in my life. Now, those are good things as far as they go, but our true motivation should be to be in fellowship with Christ for the glory of God. I think of my favorite verse in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew 6:33. Seek first, Jesus says, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Instead of seeking material success, instead of seeking material physical satisfaction, seek the things of God, and these other things will take care of themselves. What an encouragement for us. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldear.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.